A couple of Saturdays ago, Jane and I and our friends Will and Elaine motored off to Paignton to catch a steam train to Kingswear, a splendid journey that I'd recommend to anyone. We then ferried across the river to Dartmouth for a quick stroll around a small town that's almost overburdened with history, and returned to the quay to take a boat up the River Dart to Greenway, Agatha Christie's Devon residence, now looked after by the National Trust. As we were waiting, the Kingswear Castle, a 90-year-old paddle steamer, glid past with perfect silent elegance until the whistle blew. The trip upriver was delightful, and all too soon we were docking at Greenway Quay. Now, it's no exaggeration to say that Greenway House and the grounds are an earthly paradise. I've rarely visited a more luscious, wonderful spot, an idyllic environment on the high banks overlooking the River Dart. I considered afresh how wonderful it is that everybody now has access to places like Greenway. It's within the grasp of us all, also to ride on steam trains and river boats and be delighted by the many glories of Devonshire. The house remains in full Agatha Christie condition, decorated in the style of the 1950s, and many of her books were based in and around the house and localities. I've been a confirmed Agatha Christie fan since my youth, being introduced to her by another Mrs. Christie, my maternal grandmother, Vicky Christie, sadly no relation to Agatha. I strolled around Agatha Christie's home with warm and wholly indulgent imaginary musings of how the two Mrs. Christie's, Agatha and Vicky, would have gotten on like a house on fire, which is fabulous.